All right, you don't need me to remind you that it is game day. I think a lot of people are probably wearing their jerseys at work today. I know here around the office we've got at least three people who are walking around in, I'd say, vintage Canucks jerseys, actually. And does that happen at your workplace? I'm betting that it does. So does your boss, though, welcome that? Well, let's talk more about that, about how bosses should be behaving in light of Canucks fans and their craziness at this time of year. Ian Cook joins us now, the Director of Research and Learning with the BC Human Resources Management Association. Ian, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Simi.
Do you think bosses kind of have to take all of this into consideration at this time of year?
I do, yeah. I mean, not so much right now whilst we're playing in the West and the game time is 7 p.m. It's probably more just like the regular season, but as we continue through the playoffs and as things become more intense, then it's having an impact on people. And I think it's at organizations' peril to sort of pretend it's not happening.
Okay, Ian, I'm just going to correct you there and say if we make it through the playoffs and if this becomes an issue a little bit later, what do you think bosses should be doing?
So I think there's I call it enlightened self-interest. Recognizing that certain members of your organization are going to have a keen interest in this, and whatever flexibility you can introduce to hold the line in terms of productivity, so you're making sure that what you need done gets done, but that people have the flexibility to get away and participate and be where they want to be to watch the games.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that we should, as managers, perhaps let employees go early just to watch a hockey game?
What I'm suggesting is, as managers, you should understand that people are going to make a choice. And they're going to say, well, I really want to watch the hockey game. And my organization is so stuck in the dark ages that I'm going to just not turn up because that's easy for me to do. Or you can say, Al, we know you want to watch a hockey game, so come in early, get what you need done, then you can go early. And it's not the let people go at any cost. It's not just I'll give. It's actually let's make a balanced adult arrangement about you getting your work done. If it's done early, then you're good to go.
Ian, do you have any idea how many people are just going to be quoting that back to their managers over the next week?
Great. Good on them.
What happens then? Do you think that, you know, for managers, there's probably just lost productivity anyway during that time?
Well, see, that's where I think the opportunity is for organizations. If you take the hard line that, you know, sports isn't part of the organization, you're paid to do a job, you're paid to be here 9 to 5, then you get people who turn up 9 to 5 and so much of what we do in our work is actually through discretionary effort, choice. You know, when I started work, I worked for myself. And when I started getting paid by the hour, I thought this is really kind of funny because I can have a really bad hour of work or I have a good hour of work, and I make that choice. So much employers these days are dependent on the choice of their employees to put in a good hour. So your relationship with them, the experience they have of work, how they feel technically about where they work is going to determine whether you get a good or a bad hour. So much as people are saying, oh, well, you know, I'm paying person for an hour not to be there, yeah, but you're probably paying for a bad hour because they likely have the internet open and checking the score and checking their smartphone, etc. So why not just give it away and get a really good couple of hours at another point in time?
You know, I guess this goes along with what we hear often these days in terms of recruiting and retaining good employees, and that managers need to be more flexible, whether it's family time or essentially just more understanding of their employees.
Yeah, absolutely. And people, I think the people who've put in that flexibility and organizations who are working in that more, I'm monitoring you for your output, not for the hours that you show up, love it because the employees love it and they're actually getting better productivity.
So how much of an impact do you think it could make if an employer were to say, listen, we're on board with you, and how far do you think they should go?
I'm going to hedge on this one because it totally depends on your business. You know, I don't think an employer can go to the extent of saying, it's okay, we'll shut down, we'll just not worry about serving customers or clients, we'll give it all up to support the Canucks. I do know of organizations who did that last year because of how their business was. The owners of those businesses were diehard fans. They kind of switched on the barbecue at 2 p.m. and the game was on at 5 and people were stopped at 4. And they, you know, what they identified is, I'm going to get this back at a later date in terms of loyalty. So I think it's up to each employer to determine, you know, how much is my employee base into this? Is it a majority? Is it a minority? What's the opportunity for me in being positive and proactive and kind of helping people participate, capturing some of that spirit. And we talked a bit about this during the Olympics. We talked about it last year during the playoffs. You know, there's an opportunity to tie in and say, we're a performance-oriented group. We want people to get into understanding how you drive high performance. We want to have an experience where you get what you want and we get what we want back. And it's an adult-adult deal.
All right. So you think that for employers, then a little could go a long way here.
Absolutely. Because the converse is also true that a little rigidity can really lose you a lot.
Oh, interesting. All right, that's food for thought for a lot of employers out there. Ian, thanks very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
That is Ian Cook, the Director of Research and Learning with the BC Human Resources Management Association. He's saying that if you're a Canucks fan out there, if you've got Canucks fans in your organization, give them a little leeway, cut them a little slack at this time of year, let them wear their jerseys, maybe let them show a little team spirit. Let them, if it's a crucial game, perhaps leave work a little early and you'll actually get more productivity out of them.